We'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for October 8th, 2024 at 1900. If all would rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone, to this evening's meeting. Go ahead and start with the public comments. So if there's anything that the public wants to say, get in the hot seat, tell us who you are and give us your 2 minutes of fame. All right, we'll move on then to the agenda review. Is there anything that we need to change? Anything that anybody has to add or delete? Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilman Polzina.
Councilmember Weber. Aye.
Mayor Lund. Aye. All opposed? Passes. Now look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilman Polzina.
Councilmember Weber. Aye.
Mayor Lund. Aye. All opposed? Passes. Chief.
Good evening, Mayor and most of council. So coming back to you guys again to talk about the pararays, I sent Jeremy some information this afternoon that we had talked about the last meeting I was here to get for you guys, so you guys can kind of have a better idea of what we're talking about. So this right here, this is comparable or what the other counties or cities within the county are getting. And it'll lay out what everyone's getting paid for the last, it has fiscal year from 21 to 24. Currently Hamburg, it'll show you the officer pay rates. You move down the line, it shows you the pension that we are receiving. Currently, it shows you what other cities are receiving. New Germany currently sits at $2,800 per firefighter per year. NYA is sitting at $3,000. And then you can kind of look on the screen on the far right hand side and just see where the other cities in Carver County are at. Green Isle, I don't have that on here, but I know I just talked to one of their chiefs earlier this fall. They are moving up to $2,100 a year per firefighter. So if there aren't any questions with that, I can move on. If you want to go to the pie graph, Jeremy, and the, so I asked Para, the question that Mayor Lund had about the cut in the interest rate. They have no answer for that, nor will they have an answer for that. That is something they will not offer any advice one way or the other on how they feel it'll affect how they invest money and what they do. They say the market is, it is what it is. It could do well, it could do bad. They have real no way of knowing what's going to happen from year to year with or without the feds cutting the interest rate. They have no idea of being able to see what's going to happen with that. But with that, they sent me, so this is the bar graph that you're looking at. This is where the Hamburg Fire Department has been since we invested with Para. This is how the market has worked out for them. And you could see the bar graph shows the annual percent. And then the green line that runs through that is the cumulative percent that they've got with our money over the last handful of years. The other slide that they show is a pie graph. They show basically what percentage of our money is put into what type of stocks and bonds. So, you know, you have your domestic, international stocks, bonds. They don't have any alternative assets. And then, you know, the 5% sits at cash. So it says right on here that, you know, this is the board was presented 7 different asset allocation options by the SBI and elected the asset allocation shown to the left. The assumed future rate of return for this allocation was set at 6%, and it hasn't been revisited at that time. So this is the information that I've got from Para regarding hopefully any questions or comments that you may have. The last one for you guys, I did ask them because it did not show in the current cost analysis that they had given us, was what percentage we would be funded if we moved up to the $2,200 per firefighter per year. At the $2,200, we would sit at 110.3% vested. So even if everybody left the fire department at once and the people that are already retired waiting to collect their money, we wouldn't reach our total. We would still have 10.3% left in that pot. So if you guys have any more questions or answers, or questions, I'll provide the answers, hopefully. I can always reach out to Para. I don't want to go really any higher than that $2,200. I like when we're able to come in here and we're able to make the city happy, the taxpayers happy, and the fire department happy. Keeping us up at that 110%, that gives quite a bit of wiggle room for any market fluctuation one way or the other. You know, the other option is to, you know, $2,100, you know, puts us at 113% overfunded. And you see $3,000 would require a city contribution of almost $12,000. And we're not looking to add any money to the budget to raise taxes at all in Hamburg. We're looking to hopefully do this without any cost impact to the city or the taxpayers. Questions?
Council, any questions for the chief?
I gotta think about it a lot.
In 2022, that graph dropped down to what, 15 point something? Mm-hmm. Short. And what was the reasoning for the
they never said the reasoning for it. They just showed us basically what their investment returns did that year. But if you look, 2022, it dropped, you know, their returns dropped 15%, but the cumulative was still up over 0%. It was actually just under 5%, which would be that green line. So that's why the city never had to stick any money into that account. And because we were so overfunded, we basically had room for the investments to fall below and not hurt the city any. That's why I like to keep it up to at least 7 to 10% above, so that it does provide wiggle room for a situation like this if it were to drop.
Is there a way we can get a breakdown of the stock positions?
I can most certainly ask them.
I'd probably like to see that, because just looking at from 2018 to 2023. 2018, rates were next to zero across the United States. 2019, we had COVID. We had a major drop in the market, but the market skyrocketed record numbers to the highest it's ever been. So if we're invested 65% in international and domestic stocks, plus rates started going higher, that's probably why you're seeing, you know, and then our economy pulled back slightly from 20 to 21. I don't know what happened there in 22, but rates were definitely still high and projected to go down, you know, over the next couple of years. So it'd be interesting to see what they were or do currently invest in.
And just so council is aware, the 2018 year mark, that's when the fire department joined Para. So that's when we dove into it.
Got it.
And when we came in, we were at $1,800 a year per firefighter. So you're looking, sorry again, Mary, you're looking for a breakdown of what stocks?
Yeah, what the...
basically the portfolio.
Yeah, okay. The portfolio is.
Just making a note here. All right. Is there any other questions, comments, concerns about Param or anything else you want to talk to me about?
Council, anything for the chief while we have him?
Not that I can think of right
now. Ears for the evening. I got nowhere to be, so I'm sticking it out with you guys till the end.
Looks like you're off the hot seat relatively easy.
All right. Cool. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Jeremy, was that, I think when I was chief, weren't the city turf putting in like an extra 30,000 a year to get back up? So if they're at 110%, I think at that time we were down to 70-something or 80-85% invested. So where it's at now, 110, it's, I think you were throwing extra money in for, what, 3-4 years at least?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was, some of them years were 20-some thousand was the city contribution.
Yeah.
And I don't remember, I'd have to, like, Jeremy would have to look back when the last time the city put money into retirement, because we've been overfunded for
quite some
time. That'd be something you guys would be interested in.
No doubt, para help. Yes,
okay. Well, then we'll move on for the Central Trap team. Steve, you want to come up?
Good evening, everybody. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Steve Knoll. I am the current president of the Central Raiders Trap Team Board of Directors. We have had a gun bingo held at your hall the last two Decembers. It's our main fundraiser for the team, and we're looking to do that again this year. Came in, gave Jeremy the permit earlier before the meeting, and the previous president had told me that in the past 2 years, you guys have donated the use of the hall for that, for to help us save money so that we can put it towards reducing cost for the shooters. Last spring we had, I think if I remember correctly, we had 76 shooters for the league. And then this fall, which we kind of do as a camp, we had 46 shooters. So it's definitely fun seeing that many kids up there shooting at the clays. So if you guys would consider that, we would greatly appreciate it.
I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it.
Keep it going.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's already booked, reserved. I guess what we could do is probably look at one motion to approve use of the hall at no charge and approve the exempt gambling permit for December 14th for the Central High School Trap Team.
I make a motion to rent the hall December 14th at no charge, along with approving the gambling permit for the Central Trap Team.
Second it.
Moved and seconded to allow the hall to be rented for no charge on December 24th and approve the gaming permit for the Central High School Trap Team. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Popper, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed?
Yes. Thank you. We appreciate it.
No problem. Move then on to the Carver County Absentee Ballot Board. So hopefully everybody had a chance to peruse the multiple attachments to that email. When Jeremy's done filling out the paperwork here, we'll have him give us a readout. He went down and talked with Carver County about it. So
yeah, so I met with Carver County Elections Committee, and they've assured me, and I had a good, nice discussion with a number of the ladies that work in the election department, and assured me that the county is following the proper procedures. One of the things they pointed out was the fact that the pamphlet that was brought to us at our council meeting, the elections 411, which she went over, is outdated. I put the new one in there, and that's been updated also on the League of Women Voters website. So basically, I think one of the biggest things that the issue was is statutes, and you can see it's in the packet where it's about statute section 203B121, where it talks about two or more ballot boards from different major political parties must review the absentee ballots returned for the precinct under Minnesota statutes, unless they are deputy county auditors or deputy city clerks who have received training in the process and counting of absentee ballots. So there are exceptions there where the party balance there. But after information I've received, my advice to the council would be to take no action on it. The county has assured me that they are doing everything correctly. They have worked with their attorneys on that. And also just, I think it's best if, I mean, my concern would be to kind of abstain from this in case there ever would be any legal action that would be taken.
I agree.
Completely agree.
Go to me.
Who made the motion?
Tim made the motion. That's the problem.
We'll have to wait.
So we'll wait till next meeting.
We have to wait for Tim to be back because he made the motion. So he has to make the motion to rescind.
Got it. Gotcha. Got it.
All right. Brad Street Project. I don't know, Brad, are you here to give an update on that? Or are we here?
They're going to pave it tomorrow. Everything's graded, backfilled. Did some of the driveways, the first lift in them tonight. Paving it tomorrow. Friday, I think we're going to raise iron, manholes, shutoffs, and then look for a, it's going to be cooler at the beginning of next week. I don't really want to pave it then, but it's better. I think once it's got blacktop, people will be happy and you just wait for a nice day to sunny day, because it's only going to be 50s, you know, unless it's warm in the afternoon. The guy can do it, but I wouldn't want to start it in the morning. I think it's Thursday or Friday, they'll be here to spray the dirt. You know, they use that
hydro seed.
They use that Thursday or Friday, and a lot of the cones will be gone tomorrow and stuff. So, running the project, there was 140-foot. 8 foot, they're going to take out on Donald, I think it was, because it's humped up. We didn't have to put any tile there because the tile, I've been on all the projects, so there was tile behind the curb that dump ups, so we didn't have to put a tile there to save that. Down on the north end, the water comes running back to the south, and they wanted me to lay tile line going to the north. Well, at some point, it can't fall this way and go up that way, you know. So we stuck the 30 feet out of each catch basin to the north for future. And then save that money on that too. Saving money, you're not going to put the jointed piece of in. There's a couple other things that I caught that talks about don't have to do. So,
good
Good job.
Yeah, you did really good.
Awesome.
Really good job. Thank you.
So that's three different pours or whatever, essentially?
Two.
Okay.
First lift would be 2.5 and then inch and a half.
Okay. Nice.
And then the mantles all have an inch and a half riser ring on them. So that if there's any settlement in the future, you just take the ring off versus down the. So.
Sounds good.
Very good.
Very nice. Thanks, do good work.
So let's move on then to the Deputy Clerk Utility Billing Clerk.
All right. So just Jan still out. One of the things I'm looking for permission from the council is just to maybe have our attorney put together a letter we can send to her doctor, just to see kind of a timeline of when she'll be back. I mean, at a minimum. I mean, I think we need to do something. I mean, right now, I mean, holding down the fort, but
right.
We all know the timeline it is to get someone in, and I, you know, hopefully Jan can come back. I mean, just jump back in the
correct
the groove, but in case it's a long-awaited thing, it's something, then maybe we may want to look at, you know, hiring someone temporary to Jan comes back, all depending on what the timeline is. So I just think we should get those steps rolling just to cover ourselves, because we are getting close to the end of the year and audit season and all that fun stuff. So
sounds good to me.
Yep.
That's it. Then if there's an objection,
we'll go ahead and
check that down. Okay. We'll do that.
Okay. Next item for old business is zoning for the PID 45.02820220.
Yeah, so one thing I want to bring up and just wanted to talk to tonight. I know we talked about having Steve come back tonight, but our planner was unavailable. So she's able to make either the 22nd or the November meeting. But before I jump into that, I just want to bring up and show you the parcels and the options according to what our city zoning is. So first off, I don't think any of us are really concerned with this parcel unless the council has any issues or objections. If it would.
The residential portion?
Yes. I don't think any of us have any concerns there, correct?
No.
All right, so what we're focusing on is, as you'll see in the council packet, is these two parcels here. So this parcel here is business district. This parcel here is ag, because that was split off with the city property. So that whole parcel that was there, that was zoned ag. So kind of the options that Mr. Trevish has is to come into compliance, are kind of outlined in there. I've included the letter that was sent out to the Trevishes on October 4th. So really you can see there, I mean, the way we look at it is it's either an automobile service station or storage, repair, and servicing related to permitted use. So you can see there that for an automobile service station, no vehicles which are unlicensed and operable should be stored on premises, except in screen storage areas. All repair, assembly, maintenance shall occur within closed buildings. No public address system shall be audible. Stacking for gas pumps shall be provided for at least one car behind the pump, which I don't think we have that issue. No sales, storage, or display of used vehicles except when a conditional use permit is approved. So, and these are all considered under a conditional use. So under permitted uses, this is not allowed. In order for this to be a permitted use, you'd have to apply for a conditional use permit. So along with this letter, I did send him an application for zoning permit for conditional use. You know, and then also located within 20 feet of, cannot be located within 20 feet of low density residential. All canopy lighting shall be recessed lighting. Canopies should be set at least 15 back from all property lines. So there's the exceptions there. And then if he wants to claim it's storage, you can see there the building and site shall be maintained as commercial character. No exterior storage shall be permitted. So this is taken straight out of our zoning ordinance. So I think it's pretty well laid out, cut and dry. As you can see in the letter, he's basically kind of right now has two options. You know, remove the vehicles and equipment. I know she had in here storage containers, but that we need to take out because he has been granted a conditional use permit for the storage containers. And then the other option is to apply for a minor subdivision to combine parcels one and two into one parcel. And using the then a land use application for a conditional use permit. So really them are the options that are presented to him. So I guess really now the ball is in the Trebuchet's court. As you can see in the letter, I gave him to contact me by Monday, October 22nd. As I said earlier, our planner is available the 22nd. So if we wish, we can hold a meeting on the 22nd. If we want to move this along, or the November meeting and have our planner present. And at that time, that would allow the Trebuchets to submit the application, hopefully, and two, to be able to have our planner here to address any concerns they may have.
Colts, any questions?
Probably November then, huh?
I wait till November.
Yeah, November. And when we settled all this, we put everything back in the way he declared he wanted it, right? Agricultural.
And that's the step we can take is to classify that highlighted parcel as business district.
Right.
So whether if he doesn't do nothing at all, we still can take that step to classify that as business district.
Right.
Okay. Which he still is in compliance even if we
do. Right, right. Right. I'm just asking because I remember when we went through this and a zoning of our property, he was here and he said that he wanted to go back to the way it was when he bought it. That's what we did. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So the agreements would be then to have that as business district, the same as parcel one, as you see in the in right. The letter. So if we would do that, then it'd be the November 12th meeting.
I would say just do the November 12th. That way they got time to.
I agree.
You know, I don't know what they're going to do, but.
I'd still hold them to the 21st, though, as far as the response.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. Any other questions? Otherwise, we will move on to the new business, the cannabis regulations ordinance.
All right. So some of the, a few of the things that have come up is the smoking of cannabis outside the bar. So I did look into it. It isn't regulated by state statute. If you wanted to require them 25 feet or whatever, we would go along with this for they can't smoke 25 feet outside the building or what. So it's been brought to my attention that if we had anything in place, and no, we do not. I said I would bring it forth to the council if there was something we wanted to pursue on that. I mean, as you can see, I know the county, I mean, my recommendation is just to have it regulated by the county. I mean, with us, I don't know that we want to, unless you want reign over it, but.
My personal thoughts on it, and I mean, I don't personally use the stuff at all. I know people that do. But it's becoming more and more popular now that it's legal. I guess I don't see a problem with having a 25-foot barrier around any actual business in town. Because especially like, okay, for instance, the bar, like was mentioned, there's families that go in there and eat. And there's little kids that walk by. They don't need to be, in my mind, they don't need to be going through that smoke or being able to smell that while they're eating their food. And that's just the way I kind of stand on it. I mean, and that goes for any business that is in town or will come to town. You know, we don't know what could come to town in the next 5 to 50 years. But, you know, I think some type of barrier in front of a business, I mean, I don't see a terrible idea of that. I guess I'm hoping. To...
And then do you want to do something that is like, I suppose you have to do smoking, cigarettes,
it'd have to be
cannabis, everything. Yeah. It'd have to be all...
All smoke.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because that, that's the tricky thing is it's either all or nothing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And I guess we can leave it up for the discussion until Tim gets back and we can have a full board presence on it, I guess. But I just, that's kind of the way I feel.
I agree with you on it, but how are we going to police?
Well, that's just it.
Right.
You can say whatever you want, but they're not going to.
Because one person's going to say, well, so-and-so just got done doing that last night, and now you're jumping on me tonight.
Right.
You know.
Right. It's a lot
like almost have to rely on the business to call it.
Right.
No different than when some businesses will allow vaping in the bar, and some businesses are very strict that you can't, even though it's against the law, you can't.
Right.
So
yeah, that's a really good point to bring it up on how do you regulate it. I mean, it's a lot like the park down there. There's fines to let your dog not pick up after your dog, but by the time you call the community service officer to come out there, I mean, it's all you're saying at that point.
Especially for a bar, I mean.
Right. But I guess that's... I'd probably wait till Tim and we're all can talk about it more. But
in the meantime, I'll look to see if I can find examples
of
cities.
Yeah, I think I have a mayor's meeting coming up here pretty soon. I can ask the other mayors as well.
Right.
Cool. Well, then we'll move on to city reports. Colts and then Mitch.
Brad pretty much covered everything I need to say, so... Road project looks good. It's moving forward. So that's all I got.
Excellent. Councilman Eric.
Nothing here.
Councilman Jessica.
Nothing.
Councilman Tim. Oh, it's not here. I have nothing to report either. We will try to get a newsletter out this week. So if there's anything that anybody wants to add in there, they'll share me or myself know. And we'll go from there.
Oh, reminder for people not to dump leaves or grass in the street and let the...
Oh, yeah.
I got a complaint from somebody that somebody's dumping stuff on the street. So,
yeah. So this isn't Glencoe. We don't come and suck it up for you.
Right. Anything else for the good of the council?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
So moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for October 8th, 2024 is adjourned at 1934.